Wonderful morning, Friday morning here, and this is the Daily Bible Reading Podcast. And we've been on the journey. We've been talking really about the Book of Chronicles, and there's been a lot of lessons from each chapter that we have read. A couple of days ago, we read about Jeroboam when he disobeyed God after taking the kingdom from his fathers, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was following other idol gods, and God got offended and he was struck with leprosy, and we've read through all of that part. So we're starting from 2 Chronicles 32 today, and watch out, we're going to be doing a study of the book of Proverbs very soon. It's going to be an in-depth study, and if possible, even after this Chronicles, we will do some readings of the book of Proverbs. After these things, the establishment, therefore, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judea and camped around the city and thought to win for himself. And when Hezekiah saw Sennacherib was come, he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem. He took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountain, which were without the city, and he did help. So they were gathered much people together, who all stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land. Why should the king of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built the walls that was broken and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the streets of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous, and be not afraid or dismayed at the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us fight our battles. And the people resisted themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judea. And after did Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, send the servants to Jerusalem. He himself laid siege against Lachish and all those unto Hezekiah the king of Judea, and all unto the Judea that were present at Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Sennacherib the king of Assyria, whereon do you trust, and ye abide in the siege in Jerusalem? That not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourself to die by famine, by thirst, and by saying, the Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Had not the same Hezekiah taken away his great high places and his altars, and commanded Judea and Jerusalem, saying, that ye shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it? Know ye not that I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands, who are the gods of the nations, for the lands were able to deliver these lands out of mine? Who was there among the gods of those nations that my father utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of mine? And your God should be able to deliver you out of mine. Now therefore, let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter. Neither yet believe him, nor God of any nation or kingdom will be able to deliver his people out of mine, and out of the hands of my father. How much less your God deliver you out of mine? And his servant spake more against the Lord God, against the servant Hezekiah. And he wrote letters to the railed on the Lord God of Israel, and speak against them, saying, as the God of other nations and lands have not delivered their people out of mine, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of mine. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jewish speech unto the people of Israel that were in the womb, to affirm them and to trouble them. Then they spake against the God of Jerusalem as the gods of the people of the earth that were working. And for that cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord of heaven sent an angel, which caught of the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and the captains in the camps of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame to his own land. And when he was coming to the house of the God, they came forth his own bowels and slew him there with a sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hands of Sennacherib the king of Assyria, and from all other, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto the Lord of Jerusalem, and presented Hezekiah the king, so that he was magnified in the sight of God for all nations from there forth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he spoke unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefits done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was a wrath upon him and Judea and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself from the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceedingly good measure of riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver, for gold, for precious stones, storehouses also for the increase of corn, wine, and oil, salt for the manner of beasts. And moreover, he provided himself cities and possessions of flock and herds in abundance. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west, the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works, albeit in the business of ambassadors of prince of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that he has done in the land. God left him to try him, that he might know that with all his heart. Now the rest of the act of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, were written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and the book of the kings of Judea and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all the Judea and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem did honor at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. Amen. Here pretty much talks about the story of Hezekiah, you know, and how the king of Assyria was about to fight him and bring him down, but he trusted in God and he believed in God. And the king of Isaiah was so boastful, and it goes back to the theme of being boastful. Please, in anything, do not be boastful. And when the king of Assyria was being boastful, the prophet there told him that, see, you will come down in the name of Jesus, and angels came down to fight on behalf. So it's not about how your army measures up, and it's not about you fighting for yourself or being boastful. The question you should constantly ask yourself in life is God fighting for me? If God be for you, nobody can be against you. And that's what the Bible talks about, holding your peace and let God fight for you. So most of the time in our lives, especially in the book of Chronicles, what we have studied to understand is the fact that we need to hold our peace and let God fight for us. We need to hold our peace and let God fight for us. A lot of us think our lawyers are the best people to fight for us. A lot of us think our advocates are the best people to fight for us. In fact, you'll be shocked. The person that you called your best friend that will always speak up for you will not speak up for you at some time. That's why I tell people it's only God I have. And that's why it says, hold your peace, let me fight for you. Because when he fights for you, his fight is total and his fight is complete. And you see, there are some things that make him upset. A very, 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 very proud spirit. This was the Hezekiah God fought for. At some point, he became very proud. God left him, and he had to beg for God to take him back. So please, do not be proud. So we still have a couple of more books to start in the book of Chronicles. After the book of Chronicles, we'll go to Ezra, and we'll study some other books of the Bible. And we'll also move to the book of Nehemiah that speaks a lot. So just join us in this study. God bless you as you do. And this podcast will constantly come out. Please share it with people.